Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 till 4 and after 4 o'clock, if you miss stuff, Get the John and Ken on demand podcast.
Yeah, and also a quick reminder, the Moist Line is coming back around tomorrow, and we've got room for your calls because of the short week, and we're both out a couple of days. So leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. You also have a chance to win money at 120. Here come those keywords. We'll have three of them in the show, 120 and a 220 and a 320 for your chance to win $1,000. Just follow the directions. We'll be wading into that story out of Lancaster, which led to a news conference yesterday by the by Sheriff Puppet, Robert Luna, the L.A. County Sheriff Puppet. Anyway, concerning a couple of L.A. County Sheriff's deputies who were responding to a call about shoplifting and ended up getting into it with a couple, including a woman that eventually got taken to the ground and pepper sprayed. We get all the details from the man covering this for KFI News. Steve Gregory coming up after 2 o'clock. I don't know if you've all played this game, but I had a version of it about an hour and a little over an hour ago. Outside my home, I couldn't tell the distance. I heard a voice, loud. Okay, so the game is this a crazy homeless person or is this someone just talking loudly on their cell phone and walking the neighborhood? Could be either one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Listened a little more carefully, decided, the voice isn't normal. I couldn't pick out all the words, but I said the tone, not right. It was kind of like, let's see if I can imitate it. So I went and looked, and sure enough, it's a scraggly homeless guy standing on a corner, not that far from my home, but up near a busier road. And I could see his scruffy beard, drug out eyes, had something wrapped around his shoulders like a blanket. And he's just standing there staring. And then he's doing a long, loud monologue on, it makes no sense, right? Because when you're zapped out on drugs, it completely makes no sense. And I'm like, well, that's the closest that has come to my house. It's the first thing I thought of. And I said, if I wonder if it's bothering the family living there, but within half an hour, I don't hear it anymore. So
a long, loud monologue that makes no sense. Why don't you offer him a job here?
See, yeah, really. Interested. He could be a talk show host, right? Heard these guys, the way they ramble. And if you try to focus on the words, it really wouldn't make much difference because they don't make any sense. It's kind of just random nonsense.
Right, because they're brain damaged.
Right. There's an occasional word in there that you might recognize, but... No, and I wasn't going to confront. I didn't even call the police. I thought about it for a second. Then I said, well, we'll see what happens.
You didn't offer him some food?
I should have offered him an ADU, an accessory dwelling unit.
That's right. You probably have an extra room or two in your house.
Yeah, I probably should have taken him in. That would have been the Christian thing to do.
Except you did nothing.
It might have been dangerous, but it would have been the Christian thing to do.
He's just going to continue to rot and decay on the streets.
I don't believe all homeless people are violent, but they're unstable is the word I use.
I'm not playing that lottery.
No. Well, that leads us to this interesting story from the El Segundo Times. A number of Ninth Circuit, that's the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It's got, how is it, John? 20 judges? I don't know. You usually know this answer, right?
How many
total in the Ninth Circuit, which covers a couple of the western states?
I think there's 29 judges.
There's a lot. There's,
right. Yeah, because they cover such a huge territory. Yeah. And traditionally, it has been really left-wing. And then Trump got a lot of judges added during his term, 10 of them. Now, Biden has come back and appointed 7.
They turn over fast. 17 judges in the last few years have turned over?
Yeah, they're very old.
Oh, I see.
I think there's a whole...
Well, there's one in here got appointed by Reagan. That makes him... That's got to be pretty old.
Yeah, imagine that?
That's got to be 40-plus years ago.
Yeah, so that guy's in his 80s.
Well, a few of them have mouthed off, and you may be familiar with what they're mouthing off about. The Ninth Circuit has weighed in on homelessness in a couple of big cases. Most recently, last September, a 3-judge panel made that old ruling, and this came from a case out of Oregon, a place called Grants Pass, Oregon, about whether or not the homeless can sleep in public spaces, can just squat down and spend all night there. And they tried to pass some ordinances restricting that in Grants Pass, Oregon, and it made its way to the Ninth Circuit, and it was a liberal-leaning 3-judge panel. They overturned as unconstitutional this set of local ordinances in Grants Pass that barred homeless people from sleeping in certain public areas. And then there's that famous 2018 decision. Is that the Boise, Idaho decision?
Yeah.
Which another Ninth Circuit panel found that Eighth Amendment prohibits the imposition of criminal penalties for sitting, sleeping, or lying outside on public property for homeless individuals who cannot obtain shelter.
I always want to make clear, because I saw Mike Bonin lie about this in person. All that means is they have the right to sleep overnight. Let's say between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. It doesn't mean they get a 24-hour encampment. That they can build a tent and bring furniture and spread themselves out. They can be disrupted every day at 6 in the morning. Now, they can reconvene and roll out their sleeping bag again at 9 that night, but then they have to pack up and leave. And so if you ever hear a single official saying, there's been appeals court rulings, like, no. That's just for the overnight period, if there aren't any shelter beds available. And Grants Pass didn't have any shelter beds. So it's a ridiculous, stupid ruling, but it is a limited one.
Well, Grants Pass appealed this, and they went to the whole panel to get a bigger panel to rule. And apparently, yesterday, the Ninth Circuit issued an order denying the city's request, indicating a majority of the 29 active judges voted against rehearing the case. So that ended it for Grants Pass. But that didn't stop these, and they're being described as conservative justices on the Ninth Circuit.
12 of them.
Yeah, putting out this opinion that this is crazy, as the Times puts it. The court's conservative wing painted a dystopian portrait of an American West deprived of its public spaces and under siege by an overwhelming epidemic of homelessness.
That's true.
The typical El Segundo. Yeah, but the way he wrote it, it's almost dismissive, as if these people are, they're trying to act like it's the end of the world.
They're hysterical and hyperbolic. This is Kevin Rector is the left-wing writer who produced this story. And
a guy by the name of Judge Milan Smith Jr., who was appointed by President George W. Bush, wrote that homelessness is the defining public health and safety crisis in the Western United States. And he talked about California and Los Angeles. And he said, there are stretches of the city where one cannot help but think the government has shirked its most basic responsibilities under the social contract. And you and I have used that term before. There's kind of a social contract that goes on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Providing public safety and ensuring that public spaces remain open to all. One-time public spaces like parks, many of which provide scarce outdoor space in dense working-class neighborhoods, are filled with thousands of tents and makeshift structures and are no longer welcoming the broader community. 8 other judges joined his dissent in whole or in part with their own stories. And one of them even talked about, San Francisco and what you can see there.
There was another judge, Diarmuid O'Scanlan,
and he's the one from the Reagan era. He said this decision now effectively guarantees a personal constitutional right for individuals to camp or sleep on sidewalks and parks and playgrounds in defiance of traditional health, safety, and welfare laws. It is a dubious holding premised on a fanciful interpretation of the Eighth Amendment, and his dissent was joined by 14 other conservatives on the court.
Yeah, one of them wrote that the September decision was inventive, judge-made novelty. He says it's telling that the Ninth Circuit is the only one bold enough to embrace such a doctrine. And he says, look at San Francisco. You go through the Tenderloin or Skid Row, L.A., communities are fast coming undone. Tents crowding out sidewalks, needles flooding parks, rubbish and worse marring public squares reflect a threat to the public welfare that should not be taken lightly. So at least when you read this, you feel that there's some hope. It's just a matter of who controls the courts.
Right. And had they gotten a different three-judge panel to hear the case, you would have had a different decision, which is really maddening because there's only one constitution and one law. And there's really an agreed-upon way of life that everybody has followed for almost 250 years now, that public spaces are to be kept free of menace, right, and people doing disgusting things and people repelling others from using the park. I mean, we all agreed on what that is.
Now, the end of this story makes it clear that it is possibly a signal coming from these justices to get this case to the U.S. Supreme Court, where if you look at most of the decisions with the 6-3 majority of conservatives, this might go a different way. So this could be their way of trying to publicly signal the U.S. Supreme Court, take a case like this.
Here's the thing. I don't understand. Why is it conservative to want a clean park without drug-addicted mental patient weirdos scaring children away?
Because it leads to enforcement, which leads to police, which leads to we don't like the police from the liberals, from the progressives. We don't like enforcement.
That's so stupid. Well, that's just so stupid. And it leads to what? Chaos. When you don't have enforcement, the opposite of enforcement is chaos. And that's what you have in the public spaces now. Now, who likes that? Does anybody like that? I don't understand. I've never met a person who actually wants to walk through, the Tenderloin District at 10 o'clock at night. Anybody really want to do that?
No, but they've adjusted to it and they've normalized it. So therefore, the other half of them says, this is so sad. Somebody should do it. And then just blame the government. The government should take care of all these people.
But the public, all of the public pays for these public spaces. And clearly a huge majority want the spaces kept clean. And we can play this game all day, but it is a public space. And most of the public that pays for the space wants to use it in a peaceful way. So I don't see what their legal standing is here. This is just, like religious fanaticism on their part.
But the people in these places we're talking about, big parts of L.A., the West Side, and then San Francisco, they've just decided that we'll live with this until they find a solution. That's kind of what they're saying.
There's no solution if you don't want to enforce the solution.
All right, we got more coming up, including your chance at some money. KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Another day in vagrant land. We're just talking about some Ninth Circuit conservative justices, but John's right. You shouldn't be conservative to have the viewpoint that homeless people stinking up the parks and leaving needles and feces everywhere is not a problem, right?
Yeah, I don't understand. I just don't understand why this is a political issue.
Well, because the other side feels like it's not their doing. They have fallen into homelessness, and we need to help them. And until we can, they should sleep where they want to sleep because they've got nowhere else to go. But I can parrot the argument.
But the same crowd says we can't force them into treatment.
You cannot. And as we've learned in the last couple of years, you now have to have a luxurious apartment with full services. Right? You're not going to stick them into a stinking shelter. Okay. No congregate living, as they call it.
Where does that come from?
That evolved in the last few years. I think, and the pandemic, that's where that evolved from because everyone was like, oh, they're going to get COVID if they're stuck together. So let's put them in private hotel rooms. Then it launched into something nicer than that.
But
right?
All of these ideas are on its face stupid. They're not even debatable. They're stupid. So why are the stupid, crazy people with all their hysteria, why are they carrying the day?
Well, first of all, it goes back to a main tenet that you and I and many people believe in. One was the social contract you have, and second is self-responsibility. But this opposite crowd doesn't believe in either one of those things.
Yes,
especially number two. They believe that a lot of this is the makings of this terrible American capitalistic system, which exploits people. People can't afford stuff. Right. So they're left homeless, and we need to be sympathetic and find them a beautiful place to live.
And this is like 5% of the country.
Probably, but why are they always in elective office and then they're judges?
Yeah, and why do they work in the media and amplify all this? Had this happen?
But when you see these polls, if you believe them, these California polls, that they seem to be the same ilk, some of the people that respond, right? But often they are. I haven't seen a poll that outright asks, should the homeless be removed from all public spaces? But they're usually asked some type of question concerning homelessness, and I can tell
because it's always trend. It's always never enough. It's always, okay, we built shelters. Well, it's not fair because you don't let them do their drugs in the shelter. Oh, come on! Now you're gonna get punched. You're right. It's not fair that we don't let them do drugs in the shelter. What do you think would happen then if you put 100 drug addicts in the shelter and they spend the whole night smoking and snorting? Then what happens? The place burns down.
What I often find interesting about this too, it's opposite in another way. It's almost libertarian. They believe that you just have to leave the homeless alone and let them make their own choices. Right? They believe in the very pure feeling of they can do what they want to do. It's their life. But you and I say, not when it affects public space.
That's
not
right.
When it affects the quality of life.
Because the other
home values, all of these things, you can't. That's the social contract part of this.
The other side of being libertarian is you want to be left alone. You want to be left alone by the government. You certainly want to be left alone by the freaking lunatic drug addicts in town. You want to be left alone. And you have a right to be left alone. And we're paying for this. That's another thing. We're paying for the parks, and we're also paying for these idiot council members and supervisors and legislators who allow this to go on.
And now judges.
Our paycheck is financing all this, and we're building $800,000 homes that are never going to be used. I mean, it's just...
The only perfect middle ground, and we've talked about it a lot over the years, is Slab City. That's where, if you want to be like that, then go way out there into your own desert community, far from the rest of us, where we don't care about that stinking public space, and do what you want with it.
And enjoy.
Have no government, have chaos, don't care, but go there. Get on a bus, take your tent, set yourself up hundreds of miles from the rest of
enjoy us. Enjoy the 130-degree heat.
That's it. That's the only compromise I see between the two far apart sides on this kind of thing.
Right. I don't know. But our side, we've got... When people vote on this stuff, like in the Mike Bonin race, people voted on that issue. And that's why Tracy Park won.
Yeah, that was a big issue to people in the council district.
And he dropped out of the race because he knew he was going to be a loser. So the vote.
And you
is
can
there.
See from that latest homeless count, that was one of the biggest areas of homeless growth, the West Side. That's why those people moved and finally voted on it.
Yeah.
So, they did. I'm hoping the next homeless count is better because Tracy Park's trying, and I don't know about Bassetti yet. But
she's really the only one with her head screwed on straight in the whole city council.
Yeah.
She's the only one who talks normally and has normal views on what should be obvious.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You paying attention in there?
I am.
What is she doing?
I'm always paying attention.
Is she picking her nose again?
Her nails? Ken, I don't do that. I'm a lady.
I don't fart. I don't pick my nose.
I don't.
Just sitting there giggling. Deborah Mark Lively.
Never belches, nothing.
No, I'm perfectly ladylike.
Okay. The perfect lady.
We'll play along.
As the news. Go ahead.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 till 4, and after 4 o'clock, you can hear what you missed on the John and Ken on demand podcast.
Yeah, and the Moist Line is coming back tomorrow, so another reminder to get your calls in there, and maybe you'll hear yourself during the 3 o'clock hour. We have not played Moist Line calls. It'll be 2 weeks. So you can leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. After 2 o'clock, we'll wade into the latest policing controversy. I swear these get so much more attention than the actual real crime that's going on.
This one's not that bad, even.
A couple of L.A. County sheriff's deputies who manhandled a couple outside a store in Lancaster. There was a shoplifting call and also a complaint that they assaulted. And I like this term, a loss prevention officer.
You know, they shouldn't.
A security guard, really.
They shouldn't have done this, but wasn't a shooting.
I mean, this
couple.
She got pepper sprayed and driven to the ground.
I mean, yeah, she's got a good lawsuit coming. She's going to make some money. But, man, the coverage is so over the top now on these things.
I think Steve Gregory talked to an attorney for one of the deputies, so he may have some good stuff for us.
All right.
Coming up after 2 o'clock as we'll ravel through this story. We cover these things from time to time. I like to pick them because I just find it great when you have what I would call two sides on the environment fighting each other, right? The climate crazies versus the species crazies, I'll call it. The El Segundo Times did a long story recently.
Oh, my God.
About solar power.
This was a book.
This was a book.
Did you get to the
I actually started reading it last week, but I didn't finish it until today when I said, I think I want to talk about this. Because don't we all care about desert tortoises? No?
Well, okay. Yeah, I do.
Well, all right. Well, the idea would be, ideally, you could put all the solar panels on the rooftops of buildings in sunny places. That's not going to result in enough energy. So everyone knows, and they mostly agreed, you have to build these massive solar farms. And where's a good place to do that? Anybody got a guess? What state? Hmm. Where apparently 75% of the land is federal owned. I didn't know that until I read this story. Nevada. And that's where this story takes us. Because that's where Nevada certainly gets a lot of sun.
They're going to turn Nevada into one gigantic solar panel.
Not if guys like this people in the story. I like him. He's got a walking stick. His name is Patrick Donnelly. and he's with the Center for Biological Diversity. And he said that he's one of these people that's tied in knots over this. Here's the quote. There is no good solar project in the desert, but there is less bad. We're at a point now where we have to settle for less bad because the alternatives are more bad. More coal, more gas, more climate apocalypse.
That's right. See, this is the thing. They are so terrified that this religion is an apocalyptic religion. The climate change religion, it leads to all of our deaths. So now when they have to make these difficult decisions, what's more important? Who do we save? It's always in the face of a end of times philosophy. You know, this is the preaching from the climate change leaders. This is end of days if you don't sacrifice now. And that's why they are so aggressive in trying to take away our ordinary pleasures, like fireworks, right?
Well, they'll tell you that they've been patient, but people are just not acting. And I'm talking about the regular folks.
Because most people...
like cutting back on air travel, that story we did yesterday. Yeah. They're not doing things that they think could really make a difference collectively. So now they have to make it apocalyptic to get your attention.
Because most...
That's what Jerry Brown did. Remember the famous apocalypse desk we have?
Yeah, that's right. Because most people know this is nuts, right? They just feel it. They just sense it. Like, these people are crazy. These are the religious people who stand on the cliff waiting for the rapture, waiting for God to come down and save them, you know, from this mortal planet. And so now, because it's become so evangelical, so cult-like, they're starting to look crazier and crazier. Because what are they coming after? They're coming after your hamburger. They're coming after your car. They're coming after your fireworks. You can't take a plane trip to see your family anymore. Everything is about guilt. Everything is about you have to be punished. You have to sacrifice. You have to do without. Nobody wants to hear that.
We live in an excessive consumption society, John Cobalt. And you're a big part of it, you Mr. West Sider.
Oh, I consume like crazy, yeah.
Donnelly said here he cares about everything. And you may think this is the desert, but there's life out there. Even little-known plants and animals with tiny ranges. Mentioned here is something called Tiem's buckwheat. That's some kind of a plant. And the Dixie Valley toad. And his quote is, I'm not a religious guy, but you know, all God's creatures, great and small. Mm. So it's activists and organizations like this that fight these solar farms because they're damaging, they believe, to these species of plants and animals.
Here's a central question in the story. By the way, the guy writing this is Sammy Roth, and he's a climate nut.
Oh, that's right. Sammy Roth, we ran into him a few times.
We've mocked him before. Deborah. All right, here's the central question that he writes. Should Americans be willing to sacrifice a few endangered species in the name of tackling climate change? Yes or no?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, look at that. She was quick to answer.
Climate change heretic.
Yeah, she's chosen the species over climate change.
You'd rather us just boil over and die then?
You know what? We'll take our chances. That won't happen for a very long time. But why would we want to harm these?
I'm with you.
Species. These endangered species.
I'm pro desert tortoise.
Oh, I love tortoises. I would like
one. What happens to them? They burn out? What happens to them with these solar farms? Do they?
I think their habitats are disrupted.
Oh.
These things are massive. Have you seen them out? Like, if you go way, way down the 10 freeway on the way to Arizona, they have some of these things.
I have seen them, yes.
They're gigantic. And they take up, they're continuous. They're continuous collection of panels. So the entire region there is destroyed for, the natural habitat.
Right. They actually built a shade shelter for tortoises out there in one of these solar farms.
That's so nice.
Like they're talking about with the bus stops for people. Workers install them every 800 feet, so if any relocated reptiles try to return to the solar farm too early, they don't die pacing along the fence in the heat. Oh, I
see.
They're trying to come back to their territory.
Well, because the tortoises, I mean, if they're anything like, I don't know if you've ever seen at the beach, like the sea turtles.
Yes,
the state or the county will fence off areas along the beach. They do it here. They do it in Florida, and because the turtles come and they lay their eggs, and then the eggs hatch underneath the sand, and so you have like a picket fence made to protect the eggs. And then
when they hatch, they try to crawl into the ocean. They just have an instinct as to what to do.
Right.
And a lot of them don't make it. The mother lays tons and tons of eggs because some of them will hatch and some of them will die on the way to getting to the ocean, or they'll be, you know, eaten by predators.
You see what Sammy Roth wrote here? We do, however, know the consequences of relying on fossil fuels. Entire towns burning to the ground. Lake Mead, three quarters empty. Elderly Americans baking to death in their overheated homes.
Yeah, that's
worst to come.
That's it. Elderly Americans baking to death.
I guess he's, let me see the link here. Is he talking about paradise, the fire up in paradise?
I would imagine, yeah, paradise. See, he didn't mention that was done by the by PG&E. And they're badly maintained.
The power lines.
Electrical power lines. Yeah, that wasn't mentioned by Sammy Roth. No, he's a propaganda guy.
Oh, God.
He's like,
well, they gave him quite a job here. This story was incredibly long.
Because that's all they do. They just write. They only write stuff about race, weird gender stories, climate change. That's like 90% of the El Segundo Times now.
But at least this time they kind of had what I call the progressive environmental matchup. It's the people trying to save the species versus the people who think they're going to save the planet from fossil fuels by building all these solar farms.
Yeah, the crazy.
How do they work this out was kind of the question.
Well, you know, see, that's the thing. You have to pick a side. Desert tortoise.
And that's what that guy said that I quoted. He said, there's no good solar farms, but there are less bad ones.
Right. Look how... One solar farm they're building off the 15 freeway, 1.8 million panels, will cover 4,000 football fields worth of land.
Wow.
4,000 football fields worth.
And by the way, a lot of this power is going to come to California because we're the ones that are going nuts with being renewable. Right, so these solar farms are not just meant for Nevada. They're meant for the whole western states that need this power.
By the way, you notice the subtle phrase they use, solar farms, to make it sound natural and organic. These aren't farms.
Oh, do you see they talked to one of the biologists who said that 20 years ago she helped relocate desert tortoises to make way for a test track in California. One of them tried to return home. Aww. Walked 20 miles, hit a fence, paced back and forth, and died of heat exhaustion. Oh, that's why they put the shade structure up.
Yeah.
they can't get through the fence.
Well, because they just have an instinct. They know where they're supposed to go back to, and they can't get there, and they're just going to keep trying and trying and trying, and it's 100 degrees, and they exhaust themselves. And they're upside down on their shell.
Uh-huh. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand. From KFI AM 640.
All right, we'll talk about that story out of Lancaster where a couple of L.A. County Sheriff's deputies were responding to a call of shoplifting at a store and a possible attack on security guards, and it resulted in them tangling with a couple, including a woman who started to video the whole thing with her cell phone, and that's when an officer went after her. Another woman actually took video too, so that's how we have a video of the whole confrontation, plus the body cam of the sheriff's deputies. We'll be talking to Steve Gregory, KFI News, coming up after 2 o'clock for more on the story to see what else we can find out. Now we move to the world of, well, former presidents and former presidents' children. Two categories here. The first story that pops up today concerns Obama, a guy who was a defendant in the January 6th Capitol takeover story, has been arrested near the home of Obama in Washington, D.C. He had weapons and ammunition in his van. He was going to blow up the van at a government facility the day before. His name is Taylor Taranto. He's from Washington State. He was taken into custody just a few days ago on June 29th at Obama's residence in a neighborhood of D.C. called Kalorama. Secret Service agents spotted him several blocks from the residence. He was arrested on an arrest warrant related to his actions on January 6th. 4 misdemeanor charges related to the riot. In back-to-back hearings, a judge has been grappling with the government's request to keep him detained until trial, saying case law prevented him from considering factors beyond whether he poses a flight risk when deciding whether or not to release him. It says here that officials in Washington State must get a plan in place for his pretrial release and custodianship if the judge rules to release him. There's another hearing that's going to be coming up next week.
The Washington Post had details of what he was doing. He recorded himself walking in the neighborhood saying he was looking for entrance points and tunnels underneath their houses, referring to Obama's house and John Podesta's house, who used to be the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign. Taranto said he had control of the block and said he was trying to get a shot and a good angle on a shot. He was monitored by Secret Service agents and taken into custody. And they had a FBI bomb squad, a canine unit. They found a machete, 400 rounds of ammunition, two handguns, two 9mm pistols, were among 20 firearms registered to Taranto. But the other 18, they don't know where those are.
He apparently traveled from Washington State and was living out of his van. There's a report from the Associated Press that Trump had put up Obama's Washington, D.C. address on social media recently.
Yeah.
And that may have been a cue for this guy
That's a good idea.
Can you imagine? There and,
now, really. You put up Obama's address on your social media when you have so many lunatics following you. Yeah, you know, it's hard not to think that Trump wants something spectacular to happen.
You get that. Well, he always says he loves chaos.
Yeah, but this is...
This is
chaos to the extreme here.
It says here they had to chase him, a short pursuit on foot, and they eventually caught him, and a dog detected gunpowder in his van, hundreds of rounds of 9mm ammunition, two guns inside, as well as a machete, but no actual explosives were found in the vehicle. They think he moved across the country 2 months ago, living in his van. He was a regular outside the D.C. jail where many January 6th defendants are being held before he was banned by other protesters. Hey. Other protesters banned him.
Yeah. He's a QAnon guy. Did you see the other QAnon guy who died?
No,
this guy, Michael Protzman. He died in a dirt bike crash, 60 years old. He was the one who originally claimed that JFK would reappear.
Oh, right. JFK would reappear and
at Dealey Plaza, the site of his assassination. That he says that JFK and his son, JFK Jr., were alive. And that Kennedy was going to reinstate Trump as president and then persecute the global cabal of pedophiliac, blood-drinking liberal elites.
Well, that goes back to Pizzagate, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Child sex ring that was being run out of a Washington, D.C. pizza parlor.
He would tell people he was in direct contact with Trump and that the former president was JFK Jr. in disguise. and now some of his followers, Protzman followers, don't believe he's dead.
Oh, they don't believe? Well, of course not.
Now they quote Shelley Moinax. If that was the plan God had for him, I know everything is going to be revealed soon. Hmm. It's all part of the plan.
You know, 6 degrees of separation. I ran into somebody this weekend who took a new job not that long ago, and she was telling me that, yeah, one of her coworkers believes that most of the people in power are imposters. that belief that they're all fake. That they're either wearing masks or whatever they're impersonating, and eventually they'll all be rounded up and taken into custody. Yeah. Other former president's story is about Trump, but it's not about Donald Trump and sex. It's Donald Trump Jr. There's a singer. Have you ever heard of Aubrey O'Day? I had to look her up.
I've heard of her, but I don't know anything about her.
She's claiming that she began having sex with Donald Trump Jr. and of all places, it was in a gay club bathroom. How about that? I was hosting a gay club and our first time going out together, he wanted to see me so bad. I told him, well, I'm going to be at a gay club tonight. So he showed up and I'm talking about this is one of the biggest gay parties in New York. It's a huge bleeping club. Everyone was in a G-string or less, she says.
G-string or less?
That's right. So some, I guess, were nude. She thought there was no way he would come, but he did come to the club.
Uh-huh.
I looked at his Instagram for the first time in years and saw all kinds of jokes of belittling the gay community. I said, man, you were super comfortable in that gay club. And she says, we ended up going to the bathroom, and for the first time, I had sex with him in a gay club bathroom. That's her allegation.
I don't know. How could you make that up?
I don't know. Says they allegedly began having feelings for each other while working on Celebrity Apprentice in 2011. That's how they met.
Oh.
I think we noticed pretty quickly that we laughed every time everyone else wasn't laughing. We would wink at each other and when something was funny, but nobody else was willing to admit it. Now, is he the one with Kimberly Guilfoyle or is he the one with the... He is.
Yeah.
Oh.
He divorced his wife along the way.
Right. Trump was married to his first wife, Vanessa Trump, at the time of the alleged affair, but they divorced in 2018, and they share five children. So, all right. Coming up next, Steve Gregory, KFI News, is covering the story out of Lancaster, where a couple of L.A. County Sheriff's deputies have been disciplined. There is a video taken by a bystander along with body cam video of the police officers where they apparently slammed a woman to the ground. Sheriff Luna called it disturbing at a press conference yesterday, says there'll be a thorough review of the confrontation. We'll give you the whole story as we know it, and we'll find out more. This happened outside a grocery store in Lancaster back on June 24th. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.